The second exercise concerns some calculation in one dimension. So if we assume that n is equal to 1 and uxt is v of x over square root of t for some v c2, then ut is equal to uxx, so u solves the heat equation in one dimension if and only if v solves the equation v second plus z over 2 v prime equal to 0. Then you have to show that the general solution is v of z equal to c integral from 0 to z e to the minus s squared over 4 in the s plus d. Then you have to differentiate this the function u that you find with respect to x and select a proper constant c so that you get the fundamental solution in one dimension. And finally, the optional part was to explain why this funny procedure actually gives you the fundamental solution. So part A was quite simple. I mean, the derivative in time of uxt is simply v prime evaluated in x over square root of t times minus x over 2 t to the power 3 over 2. The first derivative in x of u is v prime of x over square root of t times 1 over square root of t, and therefore the second derivative is simply the second derivative of v evaluated in x over square root of t times 1 over t. Therefore, ut is equal to uxx if and only if v prime of z times minus z over 2t is equal to v second of z over t, where we set z to be x over square root of t, which is a real number, so everything makes sense. But this is the equation that we have over here. Now, how to find the general solution? Define v prime, call v prime w, then w prime is equal to minus z over 2w, but therefore the solution of this is simple, is some constant times e to the minus z squared over 4, the unique solution, and therefore v is simply given by an integration plus an arbitrary constant. As for point C, notice that uxt is a constant, integral from 0 to x over square root of t, e to the minus s squared over 4 in the s, plus d. No? U is v of x over square root of t, so insert x over square root of t in the definition. Take a derivative. Taking a derivative means we get c e to the minus x squared over 4t divided by square root of t, because we are taking a derivative in x, so we have to differentiate also this term over here, the end point of the integral. And yeah. So that when you see that this has really the right form, it will be equal to the fundamental solution if you choose c to be 1 over square root 4 pi. Why? That's always the interesting question in math. Why do we get what we get? And the hint was, what is the initial condition for ux? And there are many ways to see it. One is, what is the initial condition for u? That means, if I send t to 0 plus, what happens to uxt? Well, by definition, if x is positive, x over square root of t is going to plus infinity. The Gaussian function is clearly summable. Okay, so here I didn't specify, but everything works by Lebesgue, of course, because the Gaussian function is summable, very one dimension. Everything is fine. So here we get this number, c integral 0 to plus infinity e to the minus s squared over 4 in the s plus d for x positive. If x is 0, this term vanishes and there is only d. If x is negative, the opposite. So this goes to minus infinity, so it reverses the order, gives a minus sign. Now, but c is 1 over square root of 4 pi, we choose it. And this integral is equal to square root of pi, because the full integral is equal to 2 square root of pi. No? Therefore, we get that the u of x0 will be some constant plus 1 half the sine of x, which is 1 for x positive, 0 for x equal to 0, minus 1 for x negative. But then, the initial condition for ux is that ux is equal to the Dirac delta. In r times 0, in the sense of distributions, of course. The Dirac delta 0 is the Dirac delta centered in the origin. Now we go to explain why this works. But first, let me point out immediately that this is the right explanation, because since ux solves the initial value problem wt equal wxx, so the heat equation, with initial datum given by the Dirac delta, this means that ux coincides with the fundamental solution. Because remember, the fundamental solution can be alternatively and equivalently characterized as the solution for the heat equation with the initial datum, the Dirac delta centered in the origin. By the way, how to check that ux solves this also the heat equation? Simply take another derivative. No? If since ut is equal to uxx, u is a solution, if we take a derivative in x, nothing changes, and so we are done. Because u is move, this is plain from its definition. Very well. How to check that actually the derivative of this function over here in the sense of distribution is the Dirac delta center in the origin? I mean, again, this was optional, so you don't have necessarily to know, but it's good to get a little practice with this kind of calculations. This means that testing the sign of x against the derivative of a C1 function with compact support over R, we should get twice the Dirac delta centered in the origin, now because it is a factor 1 half. And what is this integral? Well, it's the integral from 0 to plus infinity of phi prime minus the integral from minus infinity to 0 of phi prime, no? Because the sign is 1 or minus 1. But this is trivial because it's simply phi evaluated from 0 to plus infinity minus phi evaluated from minus infinity to 0. The first one gives him minus phi of 0 because phi has compact support, so it vanishes at infinity. And the second gives me plus phi of 0. But then there is a minus, so minus and minus, minus 2 phi of 0, which is minus phi against twice the Dirac delta. And so we're done.